Good morning, my friends. Welcome to the podcast, The Millionaire of Les Diamants. And I'm so, so excited because honestly, closing off the month of March tonight for our Tupperware business, revising where we stand after first term. Is that it, Monique, in English? First term, January, February, March is term one. Trimester. I can't hear you. Write it.
Quarter.
So, Jen. Quarter. Thank you. First quarter. Thank you. Oh, yes. Four quarters equals one. Oh, that's able. I got it. Failed math, by the way, but that's another story. Thank you. Okay. So revising tonight at midnight, I'm going to have to revise where we are with our numbers. What is my audacious, ambitious, smart goal for 2024? And make sure that it stays audaciously ambitious, but at the same time, smart, okay? So welcome to chapter 9 of Hello Fears with Michelle Poehler, where we're gonna dive in and help you break the chains of self-doubt, okay? Break the chains of self-doubt. In this chapter, we're gonna explain this huge paradox that keeps haunting us between success, what it is, and what it is not. Many people think that they don't want to be successful. They just say things, money isn't important for me, because of the fear of what is required to get more. This is what we're going to demystify today. But before we go on, Marie-Pierre, over to you on how and what questions should they use to share the podcast.
Yes, so we want to share everywhere. So if you are on Podbean or on Facebook, at the bottom of your screen, you have the place when you write your comment, and just beside you have the arrow so you can share. So if you are on Podbean, you can share on all social media platforms, and you can share also by Messenger and by text message. And of course, you have the text that Maria prepared for us this morning, so you can just copy paste this text and post it on all your social media so people understand why they should listen to the podcast and why you decide to listen to the podcast. And if you are on Facebook, you can share everywhere on Facebook. That means your personal profile, story, page, group, everywhere, and even by Messenger too. Always take the text and copy paste it when you share so people understand why they should listen to the podcast.
Thank you, Marie-Pierre. Thank you. So as we dive in, what Michelle Poehler says is how to self-sabotage your way to success. And I was reading this sentence over and over again, you know, and I say it's kind of counterintuitive, right? It's like sabotage, success in the same sentence. What exactly is she trying to say? So as you dive deeper, you're really going to enjoy this. So I'm going to stay with you on the fear of success. Jean-Philippe Jacques is going to clarify the difference on the explanation of how to sabotage your way into success. And of course, Marie-Pierre is going to have an exercise to test what success means to each and every one of us. So stay with us today. The podcast is about redefining success on your own terms. So are we ready? Success is often portrayed as a way of material wealth. Like, I don't know what you see, but if you watch Hollywood movies, we look at material wealth, we look at cash, we look at social status, we look at, you know, the power they have. This is what we see on Hollywood screens, what success is. But is it really that success? And you have to ask yourself the question, is that really what success means to me? Can success, in fact, coexist with happiness, or being married for 40 years, or having a great relationship with your children? Like, this is a lot of things. I'm gonna tell you something about my daughter, Yasmin. When she started at the law firm, Lara, who gave her the break, if you want to get into her law firm, she looked at Lara and she said, well, mom, one thing is for sure, I don't wanna be her. Because what she portrayed as a very successful lawyer in the law firm she was hired was not what Yasmin in her mind was the definition of somebody. Like, she didn't want to be Lara, living alone, having no life, working 24 hours a day. Do you understand, guys? So this is so, so important today that you leave this podcast understanding that it can coexist in both. It can, it can. This is what I want you to walk away with. So once again, myself as Maria Mariano, 40 years in this business, being an entrepreneur, I call myself in French, and carriériste, you know, I'm a career-oriented woman. It has, and it continues to coexist, success, family life, friends, and now dogs and pets and everything else that is important to me, simply because I realized that to climb the ladder of success, we're going to have to let go of the things that don't matter. Okay, so I want to bring your mind to thinking of those things that don't matter. How about cleaning the house? Now, those that I see on Zoom, just for fun, who would love to exchange one more life sale against cleaning the home? Example, okay? Who would love to exchange an extra $1,000 cash, but delegating doing your perilators and packing your orders? These are a few examples. So this is the only way to climb that ladder of success. And when you're on top, you have that ladder against the right wall. So you're going to have to define. Jean-Philippe is going to help you define what exactly is important to you. So fear and success. So imagine you're standing at the edge of a vast ocean. The land of success is lying far beyond the horizon. There, I mean, you can see it maybe barely, or it's a figment of your imagination, but it's way, way on the other side of the ocean. Like my parents, their land of freedom, their land of opportunity was on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. They crossed 5,000 kilometers to get to Montreal, Canada, right? It's on the other side. The waters are scary and the journey seems extremely dangerous, especially back in the days in the 60s when my parents crossed the Atlantic with not what you call the cruise ships of today. Okay, there was no leveling of the ship. My dad always used to tell me the stories of most of the people during the 30-day ride threw up, like on the whatever it's called there, on up there. Okay, this ocean is the fear of success. It's scary, it's vast, it's unknown, and yet what defines a sailor is not the calm seas, but the courage to sail through the storm. To reach the shores of success, one must not only face the fierce ocean, but also understand it is the very path that leads to greatness. If it was easy, everybody would be successful. So no, it isn't easy. And it's for those that are daring to do what the others don't want to do, right? The fear of success is like a giant towering wave. Like, you know, you've seen those in Hawaii. If you've been to Hawaii or if you've watched, you know, movies and you look at them, they say, oh my God. Okay, but remember, yes, it threatens us, that wave, to crush us. But at the same time, you have to see it that if it hits you in the right place, it's going to push you forward even faster. Okay, it is those challenging times that prove to us that we want it bad enough. So I was sharing with Jean-Philippe, Sylvain this morning, and Marie-Pierre, you know, in times of difficulty, people have a tendency of throwing in the towel and going and do something else or going and sell something else. Now, remember when Monique, you came to Tupperware, your beauty control closed down. You didn't shut one business to open another. You know, they shut it for you and you move forward. But, you know, sales for sales is going to be sales, right? So you need to pass the test when you're in the storms. In those challenging times, this is where you're going to claim your prize, because many will throw in the towel, but not you. And then they're going to look at you 10 years later, 20 years later, Jean-Philippe, and they'll say, oh, you're so good. Oh, you have it. No, we don't have it. We don't have it. We just didn't throw in the towel, okay? So the key is to harness this fear, letting it fuel your journey rather than anchor you in the known land. Don't let it anchor you. Well, I'm comfortable here. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Many of my leaders right now, I saw them yesterday go live on their personal profile and demonstrate the current brochure that's ending tonight at midnight. And I know that a lot of them came out of their comfort zone because they never had done it before. So Monique, now you're going to do this. and you're going to have fabulous numbers in the month of March. And you know what everybody else is going to say? You're lucky. But it wasn't luck. You just did something that you hadn't done before. You embraced the fear and you did it anyways. So the call of action I have for you today is to urge you today, tomorrow, after tomorrow, to reevaluate your first quarter. Reevaluate your first quarter, refix your objectives for 2024, and make sure they fuel you. Make sure they're high enough. They're high enough that they're going to push you in uncharted territories. This is what we need to do today for those in multi-level marketing business. And for those in companies, we need to reevaluate. Yesterday, I had supper with Nadine Marchand. She works for a huge worldwide company that is based here in Montreal, and their numbers are under by over 80%. In the same first quarter versus last year. It's actually, she was telling us last night, it's costing them $800,000 a month to keep the shop open. Imagine. Are we going to throw in the towel? Fortunately for us in multi-level marketing business, if we don't make money, it doesn't cost money. Not costing us $800,000 a month. So remember, the greatest adventures were not those who sailed the calmest seas, but those that were able to navigate across those storms. So with no further ado, I want to leave you in the hands of Jean-Philippe Jacques. So Jean-Philippe, take it away, my friend.
Thank you, Maria. Good morning, everyone. So yes, we want to look at what is that definition of success? Okay, so what success should look like? So just by doing this exercise, this will help you guide actually where you want to go in your life. And with the exercise of Marie-Pierre in just a few minutes, I'm pretty sure that you will leave the podcast with such a much clearer picture of what success is for you. So when we look at some definition, if you type on Google, what is success or what success look like? Google will tell you this is the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. If you look at some definition of Webster Dictionary, it will say the attainment of wealth, honor, or the like. But when we look at what society is, like success is being married, well, I fail. Owning a home, yes, I got it. Having a stable job, well, according to society, this is not what I have, so I fail. And at least two children. Let's hope that Walter and Arnold count in this, and all before 30, okay? So sometimes those definitions can like put you in a place where actually you feel like, well, it's not look like success for me. So what it is really? So defining what success means for you is literally the most important thing you have to do in order to know where you want to go in life. As it is for goals, it is important to put an address in a GPS to know where you want to go. So to get a clear picture of what success is for you and look like, you need to know what are your values and what you value in life. We have covered it in many podcasts. Just go listen back to all the previous one in the book that Maria and Marie-Pierre covered, the book that Sylvain and I are covering, and in some of our future book. This is also something that we will cover to help you identify what is your value and what you value in life. But one thing is actually recurrent in the definition of success, and it is happiness. But again, as success has different definition and different point of view depending on who you are, well, happiness is the same. What happiness is for me may not be the same as happiness is for you. So yes, I'm a workaholic. I love to work. I don't count my hours. And people look at me and say, this is what happiness looks like for you. Well, you're weird. Well, this is my definition. So I love to like travel, like, and being in like luxury hotel and all of it, but knowing that I work my butt off, okay, just to get there. So this is what happiness is for me. And for other people say, well, I have a shack like close to a lake, and this is happiness for me. So again, what happiness looks like for you needs to be defined, okay? So what is happening is that we have a hard time accepting actually the fact of each one of us as a different definition of success. And we judge others based on our own definition. So life is always like that, but we need to have empathy and we need to understand that comparison is not actually the things that you need to do. Just remember the story that Maria told you when she was doing at some point of her life, her dream board, and she was writing, I want to have like a shack. I want to have like somewhere in wood. And like at some point she said, well, I don't like woods. I'm a city girl. So like she just crossed it. And the reason why is because like the magazine, like what society was promoting was that happiness looked this way. But you really need to get back to your value, get back to your roots and look at what you really want. And sometimes it's hard, okay? Because we say, well, I don't know what I want, but I don't know what I don't want. So by doing this exercise, okay, the opposite exercise, knowing what success is not for you, then this will help you create a definition of what success is for you. And in the book, Michelle gives great example, like her definition of success was turning her passion into her full-time job and inspiring others to do the same. And the way for her to do it is by being a public speaker, by writing book, and by being loud on social media. But when she was at an event, like a speaker event, there was somebody else, Pete Adeney, that actually said to her, I'm not like feeling great right now here. This is not my place. I shouldn't be here. And like this guy was actually like retired he's 30 years old, okay? He has worked a lot and like he has decided to retire to be with his kids full day. And like she said to him, well, like this is, your story is amazing. You could be on every stage sharing your story. And like he said, hey, listen, like fear girl, okay? This is not like the way I intended to do my life, okay? I have a blog that reach 8 million people like every year. So yes, I'm sharing my passion. So here, what has happening is that Michelle, by the definition of her success and the way that success should be shown, has imposed her definition on him, okay? And say, well, you're not successful. You're not happy right now. But actually, it's the same. He was living his passion full time, okay? And he was inspiring people doing the same, but just not with the same vehicle. So this is what we need to be really aware of, is we should not impose our definition on other. But for you, what it is really important is that your success needs to be something that you work for. You should not settle down, okay, and say, well, it's okay. You want to get on a cruise, but finally you finish with like a inflatable boat and like you don't know where you're going, okay? So success is something that will help you work through and attain that goal in your life, that vision that you have. But remember, okay, getting to success and happiness, there are hard moments. Yes, it won't be easy all the time. So it's not just because, oh, it's easy, so it means it's not my path. No, you need to settle for one thing and say, well, I know that this will help me attain and reach my purpose in life, reach my vision, reach that happiness, reach that success. Even if it's hard at some point of your life, there will be roadblocks, there will be obstacles, but just keep going and this will happen for you. So just to help you get a more clear picture, Marie-Pierre will help us this morning with a quiz to like help you start writing what success is for you.
Thank you, Japanese. Yes, success is really defined by your value, by your aspiration, by your life experience, and it's something really unique to you. So what signifies success to one person might be completely different for another. So you have to keep that in mind when you are doing the quiz this morning. So the quiz is designed to help you reflect on your own perception of success, just to see what is really important for you. So again, when you are doing this kind of quiz, you want to be honest with yourself, because it's just to start your reflection and to know exactly how you shape your goals, your action, by your definition of success. Maybe for you, it's really not something that you have a clarity for now, what is success, but I'm sure that you already have that clarity of what is not success for you. So if you have difficulty to answer in the quiz what is really for you, you can say what is absolutely not for you. And that's gonna be the first step to define what is success, to starting by what is not success for you. So I have 10 questions for you that you can answer A, B, C, or D for each question, and it will help you start that reflection. So let's start with number one. So what makes you feel most fulfilled? So A, achieving personal goals, B, helping others, C, gaining recognition and awards, or D, acquiring wealth or material possession? She wants me to repeat, okay? So A, achieving personal goals, B, helping others, C, gaining recognition and awards, or D, acquiring wealth and material possession?
We have a problem.
What?
There's missing one.
Open your mic.
There's missing one. Repeat.
Achieving personal goals, helping others, gaining recognition, or acquiring wealth.
It must be B, helping others achieve wealth.
You can fix anything that you want. It's to start a reflection. It's not something that you have most A that means that. No. It's not that kind of quiz this morning. It's to start your reflection. So sometimes if I just ask a question like, what makes you feel most fulfilled? Probably you just look at the line, oh, that's a good question. And you don't know. So now you start with some answer that you can choose to help you start that reflection. So yes, you can change it. There's nothing that you say that's for me, but I have my answer. You can write it too. That's good. Okay. That's really a quiz, not really directive, but to start your reflection. Number two, how do you measure success in your career? A, by the impact of my work. B, by promotion or titles. C, by my satisfaction and work-life balance. Or D, by my salary and benefits. Number three, when facing a challenge, what outcome do you prioritize? A, personal growth and learning. B, overcoming the challenge efficiently. C, recognition from peers or your superior. Or D, minimizing stress and discomfort. Number four, what aspect of your life do you most associate with success? A, career achievement. B, quality of my relationships. C, personal hobbies and interests, or D, financial stability? Question number five, how do you celebrate achievement? A, by setting new and higher goals. B, by sharing the moment with your loved one. C, by rewarding myself with a gift or experience. Or D, by taking time to reflect and relax? Number six, what role does failure play in your journey to success? A, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. B, it's a temporary setback, but not defining. C, it's something to avoid at all costs. Or D, it's a motivator to work harder. Question number 7. What do you most hope to leave behind as your legacy? A, innovation or contribution to my field. B, a loving family with strong friendship. C, a reputation for excellence and dedication. Or D, a secure foundation for future generation. I know for this one, Maria would love to answer all of them. And it's okay. Again, this quiz is to start your reflection. Question number 8. How do you prioritize your time and energy? A, based on what brings me joy and fulfillment. B, based on what's most urgent or pays the best. C, based on what will boost my reputation. Or D, based on what's easiest or most comfortable. Number 9. What does a successful day look like to you? A, I made progress on personal project or goals. B, I helped someone or made a positive impact. C, I received praise or acknowledgement for my efforts. Or D, I enjoy leisure and relaxation without stress. And the last one, number 10. Looking forward, what is your ultimate success goal? A, to achieve a personal dream or aspiration. B, to ensure the well-being and the happiness of my loved ones. C, to be recognized as a leader. Or D, to amass wealth and live a life of luxury. Maria doesn't love my quiz this morning. She wants to answer her own. And that's good. Because at the end of this quiz, I don't have if you have most A, most B, most C, most D. That's not that kind of quiz. It's to start with not just a blank space to answer the answer. So it started your reflection. So of course, it's just to have an idea of what is that personal definition of success. So you know that it's not a universal metric. It's not static. So it will evolve as you grow, as you shape your experience. You have your value most defined, your dream, all the lessons that you learn along the way. So you want to take the time to reflect and to define what is it for you now. And like Maria and Jean-Philippe said, it doesn't mean that if success, that definition is different, that you have to say, oh, I stop everything I'm doing right now and I start with something new. No. You can have your own definition of success. So when you are younger, of course, it's going to be money to build something. And after that, maybe it will change to build wealth for others. So you can change it, but stay in what you are good, what your passion, your talent, your skills that makes you money. Perfect. Keep that there and just define your success with time, and you will know what action is the best for you at that moment. So on that, I wish you a beautiful day, and we will see you tomorrow morning. Bye, everyone.